Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.
For all on a go status,
ESPN 97.5, KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
Hey, here we go. Second hour of the show. It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. Rolling along on the day before the holiday.
So can I confess? I'm sorry.
No,
I did not mean to cut you off.
No, it's fine.
That was rude of me.
No, that was intentional.
Yeah. And I apologize.
All the time, but it's fine. Go ahead.
No, you must finish now.
No, I'm good. I was just saying, we hope to be the fireworks before the fireworks, so let's go.
See? That was good. I can't believe I ruined that.
It's all right.
Are you already done? Are you already sick of talking about basketball?
No.
Really?
Me either.
You're not?
No.
I kind of am.
Because you got to understand, which we talked about, normally this time of the year sucks in sports radio.
Yeah, I know, but I like this time of year. I feel like this is where we shine versus some other stations and some other shows, is that we have the ability to get outside of that sports bubble and have some fun with some stuff. And
there's still plenty of time to talk the bucking Bronco
I
penis.
I get it. And what?
Is that something on the rundown?
No, that was that thing in the video I showed
you the other day.
But, you know, and I don't have anything specific. I don't know. This is supposedly for me, this is the fun time of year where we get to go a little further off the beaten path. But, you know, all right. We'll keep talking basketball.
No, look, there's no calls there now. You're fine. Look, the Astros back on the field tonight. You know, having lost 3 of 4 to the Rays, but at the same time, look, they've got the American League Player of the Week, who is also the American League Player of the Month, and Alex Bregman. So that's a good thing.
Quick, name the hottest team in baseball.
The Rays.
No. Seattle Mariners.
Still, yeah, they've closed the gap. What's it, half game now?
They've won 7 in a row, longest winning streak in baseball right now. And all that work that the Astros did, and they're still only a half game up on the Mariners. All of the winning and all of the 11 games and the road win streak
night?
And all that. No.
Okay, here's the thing. Because they didn't play last night, they're 26-11 in one-run games.
That's wild.
Okay? Last year. This is two surprising things. Last year, do you know who had the most one-run victories in the American League?
Astros.
No.
Rangers.
Angels.
Really?
Yeah, and even as bad. Okay,
I know,
but here's
the
thing. Do you know how many they had? 27.
15. Oh, wow.
So Seattle already has 26.
That's wild.
And the Astros, by the way, in one-run games this year?
Not as good.
11-16.
Yeah, that's not as good.
No.
I don't know if you know math, but
I'm pretty much leave that up to
that's
you.
That's how that works.
Yeah.
But I tell you, man, I've honestly, and even when we talked to Blummer a while back, we talked about the Mariners and expecting a fade and was it going to happen? And I don't know what this team is doing, but here's the scary part is just like everybody else, they get to make moves at the trade deadline too. And if they bolster that pitching staff and they're able to, you know, get a guy in that bullpen that can help out a little bit, maybe add a bat here or there. Look out.
Here's where
they're
I
not
don't,
going
here's
away.
Here's where I, speaking of playoffs and how you stack the playoffs and seed them, I love the wild card. I hate it's only one game because you can have a hell of a season And say, you know, say they the Mariners do everything you just said, right? Mm-hmm. And say at the end of the year, God forbid, the Astros don't win the division. They can have almost a parallel year to the year previous when they won the World Series. And if they lose their first playoff game, they're done.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, I don't like that.
What would you do? You would want
for best of three, maybe.
For the wild card?
Yeah. And then set up a little space of time before it starts the actual series, following series, the divisional series, so that they can get their pitching at least in order a little bit.
I don't know. I kind of like the one game plan because that just means you force people to make decisions. Like, you know, when the Astros had to do the play-in game, was it the Yankees couple years ago?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You had to figure out, all right, am I gonna use my ace now because it matters more than the upcoming. So it's more exciting, but it's almost kind of like a punishment in a way for not making the playoffs as a non-wild card team. And that, yeah, you kind of have to burn your ace so it puts you behind the eight ball. If you got a 3-game series, there's going to be a day off in between. You can kind of space that out. Then it's equal footing once you move on to the next round. So I think it does give an advantage to the teams that weren't wild card teams that were in the playoffs.
I hate the immediate rejection of, hey, you're done.
Yeah.
And especially when you get a team, you know, maybe it's a team that Cinderella story, maybe a team that we never would have expected. And all of a sudden they're
like
playing
the Braves.
Great. Yeah. The Phillies. Braves are playing great this year. The Brewers, another team,
Phillies,
small
yeah.
market teams that, you know, really get it all going and put it together for a year. And then in one game, they're gone. They disappear. That's it.
Yeah. I was trying to look, what is the wild card standings right now? Yankees and Mariners with the A's are 8 back.
So the Yankees losing last night dropped them back out of first place in the best record in baseball?
Yeah.
Boston has it again?
Uh-huh. They have a 663 winning percentage, and they are one game up on the Yankees. And that is the best record in baseball.
Yep.
And then in the American League, in the National League, the wild card teams, the Cubs and Phillies.
Phillies are playing great baseball.
Yeah, it's surprising, man. I mean, they're to me, kind of like the Mariners. I keep expecting them to go. I remember at the beginning of the year when Gabe Kapler was catching all kind of hell because he wasn't paying attention. He was making mistakes. Yeah, but, I mean, they're somehow they're persevering past Gabe Kapler's inabilities as a manager. They're winning at about a 55% clip, which for the Phillies, I would have thought they were another few years away. But there's some teams that National League, if you look at, so in the American League, you've got the Yankees and the Mariners in the wild card seat right now, right?
Yep.
The next team closest to those two is the Athletics that are 8 back. In the National League, you've got the Cubs and Phillies. If you go all the way down to the Pirates are 6 back. And in between the Phillies, who are currently the second wild card team, and the Pirates is the Dodgers, the Giants, the Cards, the Nats, and the Rockies.
So that's why the wild card
all
was created.
All 1, 2, 3, 4.
Everybody thinks they got
everybody's
a chance.
In it. I mean, if you're the Pirates, you're 6 back from a playoff, and you've got a half season to go. So this team is still in it. This is what could make the trade deadline more fun. You might see Pirates. A lot of people thought the Pirates would be sellers for sure. Because remember, I mean, they traded Cole, and then they let McCutcheon go, and all of that, and people were like, well, this team has given up. And remember, we had who do we have on? Was it
your comedian?
Rocha. Oh, no. Yeah. Billy Gardell.
Billy, yep.
Who was pissed at the front office of the Pittsburgh Pirates. These guys don't want to win. They don't care. They should sell the team. They're 6 out in the wild card. It's wild. That's the beautiful thing about adding that wild card to baseball. It's the smartest thing that sport ever did.
Yeah, no question. It makes everything more interesting, more compelling for all the small market teams, and it makes it more fun. I just wish it would last a little longer, and so that's why I wanted more than one game for a wild card. But
yeah. Marlins, 12 out. Is the lowest in the National League at 12 out. Compare that to the American League. The Orioles are 29 out.
Yeah, the Orioles they crapped the bed early, often, and until they ran out.
Yeah, a 407 winning percentage for the Marlins, and they're still only 12 out of the wild card.
So Manny Machado is going to settle for the 5.3 veterans minimum and sign with the Astros.
God, that would
and
make
suddenly
me so
the Astros
happy.
Become the Golden State Warriors for baseball.
I would not hate that, but there's just no room for him on the Astros. Where do you put him?
First.
You're going to move Bregman to left?
Put him in first, and make Yuli your DH.
You're going to put Machado at first?
You could.
I mean, he could pick it. Yeah. I think I would want him out over there on
either. So if you put him at third, then you are putting Breggs in left.
Yeah. And you know what? They need a left fielder. I wouldn't hurt my feelings.
You put him anywhere you want, but guarantee you got enough bats in the lineup. Yeah. That would be something.
Yep.
So, yeah, so there you go. If you want to be the Golden State Warriors in Major League Baseball, let's just hope Machado takes 5.3 and wants to play for the Stros.
Ain't going to happen.
No?
Somebody texted Barry with an E, wants to talk more about dieting and weight loss, maybe some hot yoga and Pilates.
I'm telling you, I feel like my assumption was correct. That's the type of listeners we have. Because you're talking about your weight. That's what they're...
That's the first thing they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the kind of guy that... Or the kind of listener that is like...
That's not all our listeners. On. That's just some of them.
Always on. Like, you could never have just like a... All right, everyone put down your macho bro gloves for a second and just chill out.
Say
no.
I'm always in bro mode. But I've heard hot yoga is extremely effective.
I heard that too, but I'm not doing that. I don't have
either.
The patience.
My wife meditates sometimes in the morning, and she'll do some yoga.
It's called a poop.
That's your meditation. That's when you meditate.
You get some good thinking done when you got nothing else to do for a while.
That is wild.
Yeah.
I don't think I have the, like, earlier I was out in the bullpen and they had the TV on, Palillo on, and whatever was running on Sports Map or I don't know. There was just, I could hear, and I was so distracted. I don't think I could ever meditate because the smallest little thing, trying to sit still and be quiet. That's not my thing.
It's not happening for me either.
I'm with you.
I got 1,000 things that go on in my head constantly, and those to try to sit still and not do any of those 1,000 things. No, even for 10 minutes.
Even
I would
at
go
church
insane.
When they're trying, especially like with the Catholic church, because Lisa's Catholic. You sit there and you want to be trying to be focused in to get the message, and I find myself just wavering, going thinking about what do I got to do this week? What's going on now? It's the focus is not there.
No, not at all.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. It is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5. I do want to tell you right now about the good people at Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff and his staff have been doing a fantastic job here in H-Town for quite a while. They're locally owned and operated, as I just mentioned, and they're here to help you because electricity costs in Texas have skyrocketed lately. They're going to continue to go up as this heat wave continues. May set records for heat here in Texas. June was right behind. And the folks at the Public Utility Commission of Texas are strongly urging people who are not under contract to lock in a rate now, because if you don't or your contract expired, the company is under no obligation to tell you. And until you figured it out, they're going to charge you whatever rates that they can get away with and charge you a lot more money for your energy. That's not what Infuse Energy does. They are an honest company. They want to get your business by being loyal, honest, and communicative throughout the process, therefore forging a long-term relationship. That's why they offer the plans that they do. They have a variety of fixed plans, including free weekend plans, to help get people through these price spikes coming up from all the different things with this heat wave. But also, they're just going to make sure that they communicate with you throughout the process. So when you pick up the phone, you call 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. And you get a real person on the phone, not an automated system. And you don't have to keep pressing buttons to try and figure out that you can get a human being on the phone. They're going to be on the phone. They're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them, because they're going to want to find out when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Is it for your business? Is it for your family? And just try to make sure that they're accommodating to find the best plan for you at the best rate possible. That's the way they do business. Sometimes that there's going to be an even rare case when they can't get you the best rate. They're going to be honest and tell you there's another company out there that can beat our prices. They do that so that at the end of the day, you realize, hey, these people were honest with me. I trust them. I can always go back to them, and that's the way they do business. Check out InfuseEnergy.com also if you have any questions, and also realize that it's 100% green energy at your fingertips. You choose a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits. That helps decrease your carbon footprint. But overall, realize it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that always has your back. Infuse energy into your life.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Usual Suspects on a Tuesday prior to the 4th of July holiday, where we will be off tomorrow just for your scheduling and planning purposes. I knew you wanted to take us with you everywhere you go on the holiday, but that's not going to be possible. We're going to take some time off, enjoy some time away, and then be back on Thursday. So,
yeah.
No way back Wednesday. I do like your idea, though, of a throwback Thursday. We can still work something in.
I'm down for that. You know what I'm going to do? Do you guys do anything on 4th of July?
This year we're going to.
What
simply
are you
going to do? Because, well, we're going to see fireworks.
Okay.
Because, simply because Taylor can appreciate them now.
Right.
So we just want to make sure that she gets to see some fireworks.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know yet for sure, but I know that the Skeeters do it where they do it right from Constellation Field.
Yeah.
And they've got seating and parking and everything. And even if you don't get right to the stadium, it's a pretty open area where you can see the fireworks and she can see some fireworks.
There was a place, I think we talked about this before. I don't remember if it was on this show or on Sunday, but I just remember bitching about it before. I know, big shock. But there was this place that wanted to charge people to park to watch fireworks. It was a church or something like that. I was like, how do you get away with that? Like, bro, I'll park down the street and watch it. What the hell am I going to pay you?
I don't think fireworks pulls that type of demand. I would never pay for that.
No.
But maybe people did.
There were people parked in this parking lot.
Wow. I know downtown.
They paid to get in there to sit to watch fireworks.
Some really
downtown
good fireworks.
They do that because the Freedom Over Texas, they used to bill it as the largest fireworks display in the world.
And they kind of have evolved into like these like laser type shows. It's like a mixture of fireworks
and music
and lasers
and all that stuff. So
like
what they do is the parking garages downtown that have the highest levels that can get a good view.
Charge
at least
you to
over,
get up there?
They charge you parking.
Hell no.
So, like, for instance, the
there's got to be places to go around the town where you can just park and watch it without
like
having to
Met,
pay.
Like the Met, right, where my gym is.
Yeah.
The Met, I can get in with my membership card, but at the same time, they will charge cars coming in, and I forget if it's like $20 or whatever, and then people just try and get all the way to the top as quick as they can just so that they can get their car on the parking
on the
garage
level.
Overlooking down.
Who's paying
right there?
$20 to watch fireworks?
Same people that are paying more
what
than that
kind
to,
of dumbass?
To see the World Series.
Not everybody has 2 acres that can see the fireworks from
good
their backyard.
Point.
What kind of dumbass would pay $20 to park and look at fireworks that you could just drive down the street and look
I'm
at?
With you.
I don't
I'm
understand
with you.
That.
Well, how about the idiots that always want to stop on top of the overpasses and the bridges during the fireworks display? Like, well, no one else is trying to get anywhere, so you just stop right there. It's good. We'll just
wait.
Or
if you're trying to pay for something a little more exclusive because you're family, like mom, dad, kids, I can see them dropping 20.
This is how lazy my wife and I are. We're pissed because at our house now, we can't lay in bed. I used to, at our old house, we could lay in bed, open all the windows, like the blinds, and you could see fireworks randomly and sporadically throughout the neighborhood. We can't do that now. So we're like, well, I guess we're not going to see fireworks. We've got to go out in the front yard, and we'll sit for like 5 minutes. Well,
that's when you had the penthouse on the 52nd floor.
No,
that
this
you
was,
could see
no,
every
just
fireworks
another neighborhood.
Display in the city
never
before
in
you
a,
moved to the farm.
Never lived in
when
a penthouse.
When you had that commercial that no. for that sleep at, or the mattresses that you can where the couple sleeps in the apartment, all the way covered by glass, and they could see everything.
Like those sunrooms or whatever.
You and Nora. There's that one commercial for mattresses where you can, you know, where the couple goes to bed and the whole entire
sleep number or whatever.
Yeah, it's like a sleep number, and the whole entire apartment is just glass, and it's like overlooking the city and everything like that. So, you know, we knew whose apartment they borrowed before you moved.
No, that never. It was just a nice little house in Imperial Oaks. I was just getting Imperial Oaks fireworks.
I know that I worked for the Rockets, that Craig and I and Craig's family and we would go to the top of the Toyota Center parking garage, and you could hear but really couldn't see. You were blocked by a lot of the downtown, but you could definitely see all the fireworks displays in nearby areas.
See,
which was pretty cool.
I pay $20. Go. There's got to be a better option. Do you do anything on 4th of July?
No, I mean, unless friends.
You just hate America.
I mean, I might go out tonight, you know, because there's a lot of people there tonight. You know, that scene will be busy.
The bar scene.
Yeah, but I might not do it to
the hunting ass scene.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, but 4th of July,
we're
no.
Be explosive below the equator?
Yeah.
Jay brings up a good point. Because of the weather, there's a lot of people, a lot of different neighborhoods are canceling. I think Galena Park already canceled their fireworks display for Wednesday because of the fact that there's a lot of rain expected in the area. They are saying for the fireworks display downtown that it should be during the day, but by the time the fireworks are set to go off, that it should be clear. For now.
We hope.
But it's a rain or shine event.
So are we getting a lot of rain? I need to know this because I was going to maybe mow and fertilize tonight in anticipation of the rain as opposed to having to water the yard. Am I
A low pressure system is coming in off the Gulf.
Shut up, Joel.
And according to Doppler radar,
I'll look it up then, jerk.
I think during the day tomorrow we are supposed to get precipitation.
Okay.
But it should clear after that. But if you do want to lay down the fertilizer, I'm sure it would soak in
tonight.
Yeah. Check your local listings on your fireworks.
Apparently, it's like three. If you get 3 inches or 2 inches or something like that, then it washes all the fertilizer. Because
you're talking about next weekend, or are you talking about your yard?
Talking about water. You get runoff if there's a couple of inches of rain, and if you fertilize, you got to refertilize.
Yeah, because I don't want to do that. Because it all washes away.
Do you realize that? Remember that day I went with you to, when I left, I went your way, Nick?
Right, I remember.
I went to the fertilizer place.
When you left the parking lot?
I didn't remember that part. I had to honk at you to go. Okay. But I went to the fertilizer place, $500. That was one trip to the fertilizer place.
You spent $500 on fertilizer?
$500, nope. On fertilizer and weed killer.
See, I don't even want a house
anymore. Granule.
Because of that.
I have to buy enough bags to cover like 35,000 square feet minimum. And one
especially
bag,
the Texans practice facility.
One bag will do about 5,000 square feet, depending on what you're doing. Some of it will do 2 or 4, or whatever.
See,
yeah.
See, I don't want to say that's crazy.
Sucks.
I can't believe you do all that work. You do a lot of work.
It's
around that house.
Yeah, it's a long.
Do they
time
play
thing.
The theme from Dallas when they fly over the farm?
It's not that
to
big.
Show you the to show you,
you
the acreage
if you came
we're
to
talking
my house,
about.
You know how many people that if you came. Yes, I'm BLUing. Do you know how disappointed people would be if they came to my house? You guys have built this up to be something that it's totally not.
You can't give me the front door.
But when you admitted Bobcats, bro, it was over.
Galloping up on a stallion.
Bobcats.
Yee, howdy, partner.
The fact that we had Bobcats.
When you admitted that there was Bobcats that come to your house, it's, I mean.
All right. Let's take Lawrence's call.
This call is specifically for Barry.
Okay.
What?
NBA free agency.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Yeah. First. Man, when I first called today, I thought I had called one of them bad lines. Your new intern kind of talked kind of soft. So I was like, oh, make sure I call the right section.
Nice.
Me watching the Rockets and how everybody making moves, I'm starting to feel like, I'm starting to feel like how the Texans was when it was free agent 6 times. It's just like, feel like the season is going away before he even started. Now I hang up and listen.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way, Lawrence.
For sure. Yeah,
this is that was a big blow to everybody that was excited that oh look, LeBron's in the West now. Maybe there's a shot that the Warriors don't make the finals and Paul George re-signed with OKC.
That was
what?
Disappointing. Like even if he didn't come to Houston, the fact that he re-signed to OKC just made it that more uneventful. Like this offseason, I thought for sure he would leave OKC.
Yeah, I did too.
I did
to
too.
Me. That was the biggest shock was him just staying put.
ESPN's doing the whole thing on him and his free agency, and he kept just gushing over being from L.A. and loving the city. It seemed like a foregone conclusion.
Not only that, I'm just surprised that he would. I mean, I feel like now.
Next to Russell Westbrook.
Exactly. And maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like now that the big thing is Russ is just a ball hog and no one would want to play with him. No star. There's not enough ball to go around when Russell Westbrook is on your team. Maybe that's not the case. Apparently, my assumption of that was wrong.
Kevin Durant didn't find that to be a problem until they got to the Western Conference Finals. And then they had their issues, which is why he jumped ship.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's a tough guy to play with. But, I mean, you look at the moves that they're making now. They signed Nerlens Noel. They re-signed Grant. They're spending a lot of money. They're so far over the cap that it just screams to you that they're going to buy out Carmelo and spread it out so it comes off the cap so that all those salaries make sense that they're bringing in, and then Carmelo leaves. Carmelo, to me, is a no-brainer to go to the Lakers to join LeBron because he has a place in L.A. He works out there all offseason with Westbrook, with Harden, with Chris Paul, with all those guys. And again, it's a one-year deal to where they can kick the tires and see, is he really as bad as last year, or can he still play a little bit, and then analyze from there because he is one of LeBron's boys. But, yeah, the way the odds are set, I think in this case, Vegas, unless I'm seeing something, they're seeing something I don't know how the Lakers right now, as constructed, can be anywhere close to the second-best team in the West.
By the way, Chris Householder said, real talk, yoga feels amazing, but he hasn't done hot yoga. I've never done yoga in my life. Even when I was doing the P90X, I just skipped that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it either.
One of my friends swears by it.
Have you done yoga?
No.
No?
But Tony the equipment manager for the Rockets.
Yeah. He does yoga?
Swears by it. The hot yoga. And he also already sweats like a pig. So he's like, he goes through like three towels, but he said it's just amazing. And literally in terms of what it does for your flexibility and how, and the things that, how you feel when you're done.
Like I'm a like, bad wow, back
just,
and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. I just can't imagine sitting there for an hour and some in 121 degree heat and stretching and throwing my heel.
He does strike me as a guy that's patient enough to do it though.
Oh, he is. Yeah, for sure. Mm. Plus, yeah. He's now had, I think he had a hip replacement now, so he can't do any hoops or any running. He's just biking and yoga.
Damn. Yeah. Hey, look, if you like money, I've got a tip for you. There is a big tournament coming up brought to you by Steelhouse Poker Club. These are the folks that brought you that $100,000 guaranteed opening weekend tournament, and that prize pool ended up being close to $250,000. So they went from 100K guaranteed prize money in the pool up to almost $250,000 for that opening weekend set and shattered all kinds of records in the state of Texas for poker rooms. Well, they're back, and they've got a bigger and better tournament for you. It's a $500,000 guaranteed tournament, and it's coming in October. So get on the apps and start practicing. Get out there and start playing some of those cash games because you want to be on the ball and ready to go for that $500,000 guaranteed tournament. I'm probably getting in it. I was in the last one. I'm not missing this one. You need to get out there, see if you can take me out. It's easier than it sounds. But $500,000 tournament, best way to get a seat or to have a chance to get in a seat is to play their daily cash games at Steelhouse Poker Club. They have cash games that start at 2 p.m. They run all day long, so no excuses about, well, I have to work until 4 or 5. Get off, get up there, go I-45 North and West Road, easy to get to, right there on the feeder. Get in on some of those cash games. Get your shot at $500,000 or a seat in that $500,000 tournament coming up in October. They've got cash games all day, like I said. They also give away $75,000 guaranteed payouts every week, Monday through Sunday, the big day being on Saturday where they give out $25,000 in payouts. They've got single-day tournaments except on Saturdays. And once again, I've told you this already, but you need to put this on your calendar. Fridays are lingerie night. And they've got 20 tables. They've got tons of TVs. They've got the mixers. They've got food trucks. Dude, there's no reason not to go play some poker at Steelhouse Poker Club. Heck, you might even see me there on a Friday or Saturday. So come out. Let's have some fun. It's that $500,000 guaranteed tournament in October. For all the rules, the details, and more information about Steelhouse Poker, get online at steelhousepoker.com. That's steelhousepoker.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half of the show. It's 90 in the books, 90 still to go in the big show. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel on July the 3rd, the day before the holiday fireworks.
You guys didn't even ask me what I was doing on 4th of July. I asked you what you were doing. I asked you what you were doing.
You didn't ask me what I was doing. Most of the time you do that on a lot of stuff. You want us to go take it in the shorts and something and say something, then you never give your opinion anyway. So we figured it was just one of those things.
I don't think I do that.
I think you do it a lot.
It's not my fault that you don't come up with those ideas. That's like when you were out, I made him take a quiz, and he got mad. He goes, how come you don't have to take the quiz? I was like, because it was my idea. If you come up with the idea, then I have to do it. But if I'm coming up with the ideas all the time, then y'all have to do it.
I killed it, by the way, on that quiz.
No.
No?
A bubbly girl.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Make sure it's something that a parentheses.
Parentheses.
A parentheses.
I'm not even.
No, go, please. Oh, God, please say it.
No,
by all means, do it.
Because we've been hammered forever on anything we say.
I've given you guys a break on that. I
would love to hear you say it.
No, not happening.
We're not talking again until he says it.
Okay.
Well, does it kill me?
Doesn't bother me one bit.
OU Mike has a halfway call is what the comments says. Let's get to this. OU Mike, what's up?
Well, I've been working on Joel's comeback call at the halfway point of the show, and I believe I've got it. So okay. I'd kind of like to try it, if that's okay with y'all.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, here we go. Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's one in the rear and one in the front on a day prior to the fourth show, or as we like to call it, a DP show with Joel, Barry, and Nick. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Happy 4th of July.
We pretty much guessed that in the break.
We did guess that he was going to try to. He did all of that just to say
Happy 4th of July.
No.
And I was tempted to play the little intro for him, but then if it sucked.
Yeah. He did all of that, I promise, just to drop the DP.
Uh-huh. And the one in the front and one in the rear. Yep. And yeah.
The fact that the three participants happened to be Joel, Barry, and Nick.
Yeah. I wonder how long it took him to write that.
I wonder how long he's going to continue to chuckle right now at home.
Or does he rehearse it out loud?
Oh, there's no doubt.
No doubt.
Yep.
He's sitting there in the trailer. And he's looking in that mirror that's got, like, it's one of those mirrors that has something drawn on it, like a cowboy scene or something like that, right next to his picture full of coins. Like, he's got, like, because my grandfather had one of those where it was a picture on the wall that had coins in it. And I just feel
room temperature Budweiser, still in a koozie.
Yeah. And he's like, this is going to kill him.
These guys are going to love this.
This right here, watch this. Watch this. Scrappy, watch this. That's his dog. I don't know. He's a hound dog, obviously.
Hey, guys, I got 90 in my rear and 90 in the front, and I'm just wondering if they're on a collision course for a highway to hell. That's oh, you, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, I want to give a shout out to a longtime listener, Andrew. Happy birthday tomorrow. Very patriotic that you decided to be born on the 4th of July. That was very American of you.
See what you did there? You got a movie reference.
If I had to, I didn't even mean
no,
to.
No, I know.
If I had to be born on any day, I would choose America Day, and it would be 4th of July.
That's a way to make America great again.
Do you have any specific foods? Like, do you barbecue or anything on 4th of July?
No.
Ribeye?
No.
Oh, that's right. You said you make a ribeye.
Do you, Barry? Barry, do you do anything special and eat any certain foods on
the
4th of July?
The wife loves...
Carrabba's?
No, hot dogs. For some reason, that's the 4th of July staple at our house.
I can see that. Because everybody barbecues on the 4th of July.
Yeah. So, but I don't know.
It's just different in the Midwest. In the Midwest, because obviously they don't care about what they eat. And obviously they love their sausage. So, hot dogs, bratwurst, the whole thing, and everybody's grilling and they're eating and drinking a whole lot of beer and then just hoping that they don't pass out before the fireworks.
I appreciate the cooler. I'm assuming in Milwaukee it's not 117 degrees on 4th of July.
It's hot right now. But it is hot right now. Yeah, they've been saying it's hot.
What is it, 90?
Because grilling out there in that heat is just sorry.
No, with the heat index the other day, it was like 102 to 105.
No way.
Yeah, but not in Milwaukee. It was more up north in Wisconsin. My college roommate called me and he was like, we're dying. I go, dude, try and do it for like 8 months of the year. That's what we deal with.
They're probably in the high 80s and he's probably complaining.
No, it was definitely.
It's 83 right now in Milwaukee.
See?
That's perfect.
The high is 84.
That's cool for us in Houston.
Tell me what the low
is. Kiss my ass, Milwaukee.
What's the low?
Whole city of Milwaukee can kiss my ass.
Because right now Summerfest is going on. Like I told you, with all the music festival.
Yeah.
Man, at night, you literally.
69.
Yeah, you bring a jacket, a light jacket, because it like there's a breeze off the lake and it gets into like the high 50s, low 60s. Perfect.
Yeah, today's high is 84, the low of 69 tonight. Wednesday, 88, low of 74. Thursday, 86. Yeah.
I'll take a high of 83 all day, dude. I don't care.
Every day.
Every day. Welcome to San Diego.
Yeah, no kidding. That's one of those spots where I would love to go live.
Man, I tell you what, they know that they have the best weather in America because their taxes and their prices reflect it. But yeah, if you were lucky enough and wealthy enough to live in San Diego year round, you're doing well.
Somebody said, glad OU Mike got away from his halfway house long enough to make his halfway call. And he said, OU Mike texted us, said, no, I rehearsed that at choir practice. No, whatever. Don't even try it.
Nope.
Not buying it. Not believing it. Well, we got to go to break, but do you guys Amazon Prime?
My wife is.
Yeah, I know. Are you big Amazon? What do they call it? Prime Day or whatever?
Prime members?
I think no, he's talking about there's a special Prime Day. Yeah, Amazon Prime
July
Day
16th.
Is like Black Friday for internet.
Oh, no. I've looked on it before, but I...
It's all garbage. They hype this up, and then it pisses me off every year because I'm going. I'm like, all right, this is the year. I'm going to get something on Prime Day. And you pull it up, and it's like, oh, yeah, if you need 7,000 boxes of paper clips or a new ironing
Nothing
board.
Nothing on TVs or anything like that?
No, it's never anything good.
I would imagine they'd have some sort of deal on
that. I agree with you. It's I thought I would participate garbage. A year ago, and it is. It's garbage.
It's absolute garbage. Here's like, I found this thing on Bro Bible. All Amazon Prime 2018, here are the deals you can get right now. You can get an Echo Show. You can save $100. Woo, that's great. 4 months of Amazon Music Unlimited for 99 cents.
Don't use it.
Nope. 3 months of Kindle Unlimited for 99 cents.
I had a Kindle a long time ago.
Reading is for stupids. Free... What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
One free PC game every day through July 18th on Twitch.
That's not this a bad deal.
I mean, a PC game?
One free bag of fertilizer with $500
What kind of PC game are we talking here? For a gamer, that's not a bad deal.
At Fortnite, it says you can get loot for Fortnite, Call of Duty.
Loot for Fortnite? Oh, it's like, it's not games. It's like the
resources for the games?
It says the one free PC game a day and loot. Or okay. Fortnite or okay. Call of Duty. A Coleman Road Trip portable stand-up propane grill.
Love me the propane grills, man.
Got to get you the sit-down.
A detachable sound bar. This is Prime Day. You know what I want? I want TVs. I want stereo systems.
iPads.
Yeah. Boomboxes.
PS4. Max,
rotary phones.
Boombox. What are you, breakdancing?
rotary phones.
I was saying boombox. Settle down, radio.
Put it over your shoulder.
Yeah.
Walk around the street.
No doubt. Hang it in my garage when I'm lifting weights.
Nice. Yeah, there's absolute garbage on this. There's an external hard drive. I might buy that. To store all my music on.
Okay.
You're an IT dork, like a technology dork. So yeah, I can see you buying something like that.
Just spraying bullets today.
I mean, I can't argue with that. You want me to argue with that, but I can't argue with that.
I think.
No, I'm an IT dork. You nailed me on that. Totally. Okay.
All right, Nick, Joel, and the IT dork will be back in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the Usual Suspects. Taking you through hour number two before we finish strong with a simulcast as the sports mappers will join us at 3. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. It's a cast of thousands, all suspects of the show. We appreciate that. One of our number ones is on hold. Clarence wants to get in here. Clarence, again, the intern's subject, they're very abbreviating everything today. So we just heard you want to talk about championship. What's up, Clarence?
Yeah. What up, guys? First off, you know I love you guys, and I love the interns. Why does it sound like they're popping Quaaludes and smoking weed up in there every time they answer the phone?
That's the second time today we've heard
I don't know what's going on. They sound like they just high and just mellow. Gotta love them. But
man,
the reason I call is I'm talking about all these bitchy fans out there. All these really bitchy fans complaining about the DeMarcus Cousins joining the Warriors. First off, nobody wanted him. Secondly, as the famous wrestler Booker T said, it is all about two things, checks and championships. I'm trying to see what's the problem here. You get in the league to do one thing, win a championship. That is the end goal. And you get paid while you're doing it. So I'm trying to figure out why is everyone crying about it, including the NBA players. If you got a problem with it, guess what? You can do one thing. Get on the court and beat them. That's all I got to say, guys.
I'm going to dispute one
Appreciate
thing,
it,
Clarence.
Clarence. Yeah. Happy 4th of July, man. Thank you.
I'm gonna two things they okay. go to the league for. Win championships and get paid. So that's what it comes down to. And that's why I said in free agency, it's about vets that have already gotten their money trying to get a ring before they get out. For the most part, and then the top players want to get paid.
Yep.
So
I don't think I understand why people are bitching about it, though. You want to have some competitive balance in this league.
Yep.
You want to have hope going into a season that you want to feel like there's 7, 8, 9, 10 teams that could win a title. That's just not the case.
Right.
I mean, and I get that that's not the case in football necessarily either, but there's certainly seems to be more parity in football with opportunities and teams that, you know,
look at
do
the Eagles.
Well, don't
last
do well.
Year, the Eagles weren't expected to be one of the top three that's teams, right. four teams in the NFL. And look, lo
and then when
behold,
Wentz
what they
got
did.
Hurt, no yeah. one expected. So yeah, it would just be nice if there was some parity.
Speaking of that real quick, yeah. we never really did touch on that, and I know AJ wrote an article for it on Sports Map, but I was curious your guys' thoughts on if you think the Buccaneers should cut Jameis Winston, because Damian Woody on ESPN, not just passionate, even as an ex-player, I was surprised that he came out that strong and that pointed at Jameis Winston, but he really believes that he should be cut outright by the Buccaneers. And my whole thing is, yeah, you hope that you do that and you hope it teaches him a lesson, but since we've had this laundry list of things that he's been, you know, accused of and in a lot of cases it's come to light that he's been involved in, you know that there's going to be teams out there, if you cut him, that are going to snatch him up right away, and a team like New England might even be a team like that that says, hey, it's all about winning. We'll take him, and we'll hope that he, you know, rights the ship, but in the meantime, he's too big of a talent to let go. I just think, in my own personal opinion, I don't think the Buccaneers should cut him. It's not, I understand it's a bad look for them every time he goes through something, but it, you know, more should be put on him that he needs to do what's right. And they made the commitment to go draft this guy and spend the resources on him. Why should they pay the price when all of a sudden he comes back in the league and someone gives him a second chance and he still puts up Pro Bowl numbers?
Well, the thing to me is that while he's not an elite quarterback, he's you know, above average good, but he's trending in the right direction as well. His quarterback rating has gotten better every year. I think the more, you know, this could be a really good year for him. And it's tough to find even a decent quarterback in the NFL nowadays. They don't grow them on trees. It's difficult to get a guy. That's right. It's difficult to get a guy. And there's so many teams that play with just a body back there. So no, I think that, you know, if you can stomach what has happened and you can deal with it, I don't think you cut the guy. He's just, unfortunately, that's the world that we live in when it comes to sports.
Yeah, keep him on a short leash. Keep an eye on him. But you're right, he's too much of a talent. He's 24 years old, I think. And I think it's just, unless you can get something incredibly good in return, which I don't know if you can, I don't see why you cut the guy.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing here is, why should the whole franchise be punished because of the immature actions of a player when he's proven that when he's got his head on straight, that like Barry said, he's above average player and he makes the franchise even better. Last year, going into the season, a lot of people thought he was the sleeper for MVP, thought that they were really going to turn the corner and really up it a notch.
And when he was going through all that crap situation and police Uber situation, would you have taken him over someone like a Brock Osweiler? Yeah, you would. You would put him over a lot of other quarterbacks in this league. So
when you look at all the quarterbacks the Browns have been through, the Bears have been through, and the Texans have been through before they now seemingly all have their franchise quarterback, you realize it's a quarterback-driven league, and when you don't have one, how bad your franchise can be. And that's what the Buccaneers would be. So, you know, it's weird. You hear Kerry Champion talk about the fact that he talked to her when they were in Houston for the Super Bowl, and he had her convinced that this is something that he was going to completely overcome and change his whole reputation. He was done with it. Was never going to happen again, from, you know, the crab stealing the crab stuff or whatever at the grocery store to all the other the indiscretions he had. And then all of a sudden this happens, and she's like, now I don't know if everything he told me wasn't just a bunch of BS.
I mean, you have to say the right things. You're not going to be like, yeah, I'll probably do something again. I mean, you know, given the opportunity and an Uber with a chick by myself, I might, you know, get a little grabby. So you're going to come out and try to say the right things, but some of these dudes, man, they are who
you
they
said
are.
You might get a little grabby?
No. I was pretending I was him. You're not going to say that.
I thought you were doing your OU
Mike. Nice try. Nice try, Pinky.
Pinky is not going to, that's not going to do anything nice to you, by the way.
What?
You can't call me Pinky and expect anybody to understand.
I mean, we've already established you have on a pink shirt.
Okay.
That's all. I'm not, it's not a shot. It's not a shot by any stretch
he
of the imagination.
He feels comfortable. He feels. I said it's a nice shirt.
Good for you. I know. I'm glad he came out. Somebody said, I don't understand this text. Do yourself a favor and listen again. It's pretty entertaining the second time around. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. 1023. No clue. Hey, Joe, it's Ernest. What does Milwaukee feel like in October? Thanks. Go Pack Go.
Feels great.
Okay. I don't know what the hell.
If you're planning a trip there or you're planning on going to a game, October would be a good time to go.
Yeah, someone tell Joel that cooking hot dogs is not barbecue. Yes, it is. It absolutely is.
Thank you.
Why are people texting me?
I don't know, but you grill hot dogs, and that's barbecue.
All right, we got the final hour of the show coming up. Don't go anywhere. Much more ahead on The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.